Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
For a look at Health Headlines, new effort to fight Alzheimer's with word games, math games, video games, and Wii for exercise programs. What do you think?
Well, this is an application of the research that is ongoing to try to find ways to prevent the onset or at least delay the onset of Alzheimer's disease, given that the medications that are available today simply slow down the disease and don't really work too well. I mean, you try your best to try to prevent memory deterioration and cognitive decline and normal day-to-day functioning, but the problem is that the medications don't work very well. So what they are looking at is applying the knowledge that we have today, and we discussed this earlier, Steve, with regards to prevention and how diet and exercise do make a difference on the order of about 70% reduction of risk of Alzheimer's disease. And this is applying that data in a program called the Cognitive Fitness and Innovative Therapies Program, which is being run by the Neuroscience Research Institute at the University of California, Santa Barbara, that is looking at 50 people right now that are enrolled and doing some research on it just to see how well it works. These people are over the age of 50, and they are between 50 and 80 years of age, and they're coming in at least once a week and doing things such as playing music, interacting with people, having more of a social life, doing word puzzles, doing things that stimulate brain activity as opposed to no activity at all, which we do know has a deleterious effect or a damaging effect on someone's ability to function over time. And so, they're applying various studies they've done in the past, one of them which was done published in about 14 years ago in the Journal of the American Medical Association, that looked at women who were followed from their early 20s and followed for over 50 years. And they found that women who had better language skills earlier on in life, who were more active earlier on in life, had less incidence of Alzheimer's being developed later on in life as well. So all this is saying is that they're using information. They're saying you're going to be following a Mediterranean diet, coming in, doing stuff that stimulates your brain, using the Wii, for example, playing board games, doing things, mathematical problems, doing things to try to stimulate your thinking in order to see what happens. Now, what I like about this is that they are not claiming this is the be-all and end-all. This is a research project as well. They're saying that the number of people that they have involved right now is a small number, so that you can't come up with any specific guidelines or conclusions to say that this will apply to everyone. But the idea is they're going to start this, expand it to try and get a certain number of people, a large enough group of people, in order to come up with some definitive conclusion. But nevertheless, it's still a good application of science. It does no harm. It does keep people busy. It does make people happy. And that's ultimately what's important.